Joining us here in studio, Patriots captain Rob Ninkovich, and he joins us here at Gillette Stadium. When you get to play in 80-degree weather, then come home to this, does it feel colder, Rob, because you got a day or so in the 80-degree sun of Miami?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely feel a little bit the cool air when you step off the plane, but, you know, that's what we live in, you know?
So that's what you signed up for.
This is it, yeah.
Rob, I think it was a strange game defensively, right, because there was two drives. End of the first half, end of the second half, and then other than that, I think it was like 240 yards, you know? And it was – how would you assess the defensive effort? Was it just – got to make those plays in that situation, or do you look back and say, you know, for the most part we were okay, but we just got to be a little better?
Well, I mean, it comes down, again, you can't have a minute left before the half and let a team, you know, drive the length of the field and score. So, you know, it comes down to doing little things better, and that's fundamentally stopping certain things that they were repeating throughout the game. And, you know, again, got to give credit to Tannehill, because if you see some of those passes, I rewatched the game, and those are some tight windows he was throwing into. So, you know, again, just quick stuff that was, you know, slants and back shoulders, which are just, you know, they're good throws and they're tight throws. So, you know, with those two drives, that's the game right there. So, you know, again, at the end there with that fourth and four or fourth and five, that one's a tough one because tear screen, that's a bold call right there just to run that play because, you know, you're throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage or at the line of scrimmage, you know, to try and get 5 yards.
So we were talking about that play, too, and it wasn't really executed great either. I mean, it was thrown behind him. The momentum had stopped a little bit on Clay. And you would have thought maybe he still had more time to get over and get him.
Well, I mean, I was unblocked there, and I was trying to mirror the hand, and he pumped once and then through again, so he kind of gave a little sidearm there, and my hands were straight up, so I wish I would have just stopped, you know, but again, you know, an empty in a fourth down situation, and if I just would have stopped and retraced, I might have been able to get there, but, you know, again, that's one of those plays that, you know, in the end of the game, you pin your ears back, and you're just trying to get to the quarterback and disrupt him, so, you know, again, that's another play where you wish you had that one. You know, you just get your hands on it, knock it down, and the game's over.
What's the talk, or what's the feeling in the middle of that drive in the huddle? Is it all technical? Hey, we got to do this, we got to do that, or is there somebody saying, hey, what's going on in the huddle or in between snaps on that drive?
Well, on that drive, I mean, you're just you know, for us in the beginning of that drive, it was great. You know, we got them in a long situation there with the sack there, and you know, then it's third and long. They throw a little, you know, check down over the middle to shorten that up and then, you know, get the first down. So, you know, you'd like to stop it right there and, you know, game over. But, you know, when they continue the drive, then they had a couple good throws out there, and then they threw it up on the sideline there, you know, for a big chunk there, which is tough. And, you know, it's, you know, at one of these drives, you know, the defense has to make a play, and we got to come up with a big play. And, you know, at the end of the game, can't leave it up to the offense with a minute to, you know, expect them to go down and score every time.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned giving Tannehill credit. It seemed like you guys recognized going in, just watching on TV, take Charles Clay out of this thing. Let's try to make him go in other places. Was that the plan going in? And did those tight throws that he made, those slants, did you know, was he 12 of 18 on throws 10 or more yards downfield? That surprised you, the accuracy and the velocity by which he's able to get some of those passes in there.
No, I wouldn't say he's surprised. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's got a great arm. And, you know, he's made those throws for the last couple of years. I mean, his rookie year, he had made some good throws. This year, he's done some good things out there. So, you know, Clay was a huge target for him, and the only play that he had was that fourth down play. So, you know, trying to take away a go-to guy is always a key. So, you know, again, just gotta do better in certain situations, and you know, we gotta make those plays, and that's it. We gotta make those plays. You gotta make a play to win the game. You know, it comes down to making a play. They made a play. They won the game.
You know, the last few years, actually, look, the last 3 years in the plus minus categories, right? Giveaway takeaways, and it's 28, 17, 25. This year, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys have always been great as far as getting the ball defensively and getting it back to Tom Brady. Has that been something frustrating for you guys as a unit?
Yeah, well, we started, you know, we started well at the beginning of the year, and then it kind of just slowed down here to where we're not getting the turnovers that we usually were getting. But, you know, that comes down to, you know, how the games are being played now. You know, as before, if you get a team in a situation where they're in long, you know, yardage situation where they got to get the ball down the field, they're playing from behind, they, you know, they're trying to make a big play, then they give you another ball. You know, teams are just kind of that grind mentality of, hey, first, second down run, set up a third and four, third and three, you know, throw a quick, you know, to the flat play or slant, or just kind of make the game, I guess, easier to convert those third downs instead of being in third and long. And, you know, it's just we got to try and get the ball out more. And when the ball does come out, try and get to it. And, you know, again, that's, you know, last couple of games, we really haven't, I mean, last three or four games, we haven't had any turnovers on defense, which is huge, you know.
What can this defense do to improve in those situations? Is it as simple as execution, or is there a simple answer?
Well, I mean, again, execution, that's the name of the game. You know, who can execute better, who can run better routes, who can defend the routes better. I mean, that's football 101. You know, who's going to go out there and have a better three-phase, you know, offense, defense, special teams. And when one of those is off, you know, when a couple aren't working at the way that they need to work, then you lose football games. So, you know, it's just continuing. Again, I always like to say you got to continue to kind of progress. And, again, I feel like the last 3 weeks, you know, we really haven't had much progression. We need to get it going.
Would you like the defense to be more aggressive, maybe blitz more in those situations, maybe force the issue, or is the game plan just to be executed?
Well, I mean, whatever the coaches call, you got to run it. Yep. So, you know, as far as, you know, whatever play is in, you hear it, you do it. So, you know, again, we live by the blitz, you die by the blitz, you know what I'm saying? So Sometimes it's not the best way to go about things, to just send in the house when you can, you know, again, we've seen sometimes that doesn't work out as well for some teams. When you blitz everybody, you throw a slant for a touchdown. It's not what you want to do out there.
We saw it again in your game yesterday, and it's a weekly thing. It's a game-by-game thing. It's the inconsistency of the pass interference call, Rob. And I just – how, as a defensive player, how do you deal with it? Because there are certain plays where, you know, Josh Boyce gets hit right there at the goal line, no call. Dane Fletcher grabs a guy, looks like pretty much the same play Boyce got hit on earlier, and Dane gets hit for a big pass interference call that gave them an automatic first down. If someone, as an employee in the NFL, has got to deal with those calls, how do you deal with it? Do you watch these plays during the game, and to frustrate you how inconsistent these calls have been on pass interference?
Well, I mean, again, pass interference, that goes both ways, too, because you got guys that are good actors out there offensively. And, you know, again, if they're in a situation where they're not catching the ball, like I think Dane's, if you watch that closely, the guy falls, and, I mean, he falls, so it makes it look worse. You know, it makes it look bad, but he really didn't hit him. Like, the ball's there, that's the same bang, bang. He falls, throw the flag. So, you know, again, there's always going to be a flag thrown that you wonder, you know, what is that? And then there's not a flag thrown and you wonder the same thing. So you just got to deal with what's being dealt. And, you know, whatever it is, you take it and you got to move on. You got to live with it. And, you know, you can't complain about it because it's not going to help you out, you know.
Would you be okay if it was a reviewable penalty? Pass interference, they would check it and go review it and see if it actually happened?
I feel like it would stop the game a lot. I mean, how many plays are there? You know, there's always a questionable call on, you know, where you're like, hey, is it, are they just getting tangled up? Is there a hand here? You know, so is there a grab? Is there a push off? So I think it's just too much of a play that happens too often for them to have to go about and redo it and stop the game and the flow of how things are going.
Yeah, I know, Bill, after the game, when asked about seeding, said, I don't really pay attention to it, but did you pay attention to that game last night? I mean, Cincinnati loses, put you guys back into that driver's seat as number two seed. Are you guys really looking at any of that?
You know, I watched that game last night. I knew that, you know, if they had won, then it'd bump us down. So, you know, you pay attention, but, you got to control what you can control, and that's, go out there and win football games. So you never like to have your fate in the hands of somebody else, So, us being the number two seed, I feel like we, still got to fight these last two games and win these last two games and, get some momentum going here. So when we get into the playoffs, we just continue to roll on.
7-0 at home, 4 losses on the road. Gillette, is that big an advantage for you guys, or is things just happening out there on the road?
Well, I mean, it's definitely – everyone likes to play at home. I mean, there's definitely a difference in traveling and, where you're playing, the environment you're in. I feel like here, especially when it's colder, we have an advantage just because we're used to it and, every day we're out in it running around and, Tom's throwing balls into 20-mile-an-hour winds all the time. So it doesn't really affect him that much, as opposed to a team that isn't used to that, and then they come down here and, it's tough. It's not easy. So, I think a lot of teams, they have an advantage at home, and but again, you have to win on the road. That's part of the game. If you don't, then you're not going to go very far.
No issues of young guys losing focus on the road, nothing like that happening that you can see?
No. I think that, we're on a business trip and, we all know, what we have to do. But, again, I'm not one to make an excuse. So, I think that a road game's a road game, and you got to win on the road if you want to go where you want to go.
Yeah, on the flip side of that, like you said, no excuses. But there was some Miami Dolphin game players after the game saying they felt like the heat was affecting you guys. 84 degrees after dealing with what you're dealing with up here, the humidity. Did you feel it down there?
Well, I mean, I was sweating a little bit more than I usually would be if it's, 12 degrees. But, it's the same either way. I mean, they come here, they got to play in 12 degrees. We go there, we got to play in 82, 84. It's just a part of the game. You got to, whatever the conditions are, it could be 100 degrees and you got to go play in it. So that's up to you. Just, you got to stay in shape. You got to run. You got to do everything it takes. And, you might not be used to a certain condition, but that's football,
Get you out on this. You're going to watch your Ravens, watch the Ravens tonight, team you're going to see next Sunday. They got Monday Night Football at Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that tonight. Probably just hang out at home and, scout them out.
Do some Christmas wrapping. Really get that done.
I haven't done any shopping yet, so
you got to figure that out. 10 days here, man.
I know. I always cut it close.
Here's Rob Ninkovich joining us.